You are listening to the epic fantasy novel Lion's Last Kill, and this is the epilogue. It comes after chapter 26. I hope you enjoyed the novel, and thank you for tuning in to this part, this epilogue. If you'd like to buy the novel, or you like epic fantasy, or you want to know more about my writing, I'm the author of the novel. My name is Will. Then visit one of our websites, www.stormthecastle.com, www.castlefiction.com, or www.epicfantasy.com, and that's epic-fantasy.com. Once again, the epilogue of Lion's Last Kill. Bosch was floating above his body. He had died, and he could see everything now with a sense of peacefulness. There was his body, just lying there. He had come out of the chest and was floating up towards the ceiling. Without eyes, he looked around the room. The two men were gone, and flames were licking at everything. His home was being destroyed, but he wasn't saddened by it. He now saw the world in a very different way. Everything was part of everything, and in the circle, things revolved and burned and were born and died. Sometimes they were reborn, and sometimes they moved on. His perspective now was from the infinite scale of a universe that had no end and no beginning. Time had no meaning, and everything was forever. He left us behind and sailed out into the world. A voice called to him, and his body floated out among the stars. The grandeur of the universe lay before him, and he traveled across it with ease. Before he moved on to the voice that called for him, he had to make one stop. The voice was pleased at this. There was all of time for him to join it and the others. If he needed to make a stop first, then that was what he should do. He had directly for his one stop with ease. It was Petra and his daughter that he had to see. He had promised her that he would return by evening, and now he was keeping his promise. Maybe she would sense this, or maybe she wouldn't. But either way, it was something that he had to do. If not for the promise, then at least for the love. Even though it was very far away from where he died, he knew exactly where it was, and he headed there as if he were in the Threadbender. But he needed no Threadbender now. He was different. He was pure spirit, and had crossed the threshold to a new existence. He floated down into a room and looked at Petra. Love washed over him with an overwhelming wave. She was standing at her table and chopping fruit. He could feel her thoughts. She was making a meal in anticipation of his return that night. No sadness came to him. He knew the true nature of time and the universe now. It would be very soon that she would be joining him. The existence they had in the body was a very short one. After that existence, they had eternity to exist. The corporeal existence was a step in the development of their souls, and it was very short, but it was very important. Some beings found what they needed in that existence and quickly moved on to the next existence, just as he had done now. Others, unfulfilled in their life, would be reborn to exist some more and strive toward their goal. When they achieved their fulfillment, they would move on to the next existence. He looked at her with his non-eyes, and he could see that she had a good life. She had learned many things, and her existence was completed. When it was her time to pass on, she would not repeat with another. She would move on to the next plane as he had done. This brought joy to his heart. He looked at the baby that she was carrying inside her. This was their daughter. She knew he was there, and she sent a sense of warmth out to him. At this he smiled, and he sent a sense of warmth to the child and to the mother. Then he floated back up out of the room and then went to the voice that had been calling him. Petra paused in the middle of slicing a honey melon, and a laugh came to her. She could almost hear the voice of Bosch, as he called it, a silly cantaloupe. The home that Bosch had built burned to the ground. Everything inside it was lost. The machine and the Threadbender and all of the other projects that Bosch had worked on over the years. The world that he had lived in nearly destroyed itself, but some humans did survive. And after several thousand years, they started the slow rebuilding of a new culture and society. Many places on the Earth that were scourged by nuclear weapons had turned into desert, but there were still places that could be inhabited. The the end.